Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is the Schus Rufur of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, the Zlomna Rufur Shleim of Bekorov, Seishol Chol Yisro. So just a couple of PS's to what we were learning. We learned recently that you're allowed to tell a sheker. The Chofetz Chaim is matir to tell a sheker if you are trying to avoid speaking a rechilus. If somebody's pressing you to say, what did Pliny say about me? And you've got no other way of getting out of telling him what he said, then you're allowed to tell a sheker. Says the Chofetz Chaim, uvevad shaloi yishova. But you're not allowed to swear. You can't make a shavua that, for instance, if somebody's pressing you, he knows that you were talking about him, and he thinks that you were speaking bad about him, and you were exactly speaking bad about him, or you were listening to someone else speaking bad about him, and he says, what was Pliny saying about me? Please tell me, I need to know. And sometimes it could be somebody who's very important to you, a rov, or a parent, or somebody like that, for whom you feel you have to give an answer. On the other hand, it would be rechilus, because if he finds out what Pliny says about him, he's going to be very upset, and his feelings are going to be hurt, and he's going to have resentment against that person. Says the Chofetz Chaim, therefore, in that situation, you've got no other way out. You can lie, you can say, I don't remember what he said, or you can say he was saying good things about you, etc. We gave the example of the decorator, etc. But uvevad shaloi yishova. So asked at the time, v'sitzpat shaloi yishova. What is this shavua? Does it mean that he just says, I swear? Or does he swear by the name of Hashem? Or does he have to go into a shul and take out a Sefer Torah and swear, etc., etc.? I don't know. I looked it up on all the Mephoshim on the Chofetz Chaim. I couldn't see anybody says anything. We had recently a Gemara. We had recently a Gemara about Ne'eman Olai Abo, where it says there that a person can be, after he accepts somebody who's not fit to be a dayan as a dayan, then there's a shvua there. And again, I ask the kasha of the Magid Shir, what is the shvua that we're talking about? How far do you have to go in making this shvua? Is it just saying, I swear? Or is it saying, I swear by the Shem Hashem, and you use Yudke Vovke, or Aleph Dad Nun Yud, or a Kinoi? Or do you have to take at the moment? Sorry, I don't know. If anybody can help me, answers on a postcard, we need to know what is the level of shvua that we're looking for here that is also, although you're allowed to tell a sheker, but not to tell a shvua.
I was thinking about the shvua yesterday already.
You knew what I was going to say this morning, and you were thinking about it yesterday already. Amazing.
That's a lie.
No, I'm not a badger. Tell me something. There are people to make you believe that what they say is true. I swear that I did that.
That's right.
This doesn't mean a swear, this is a word,
je te
jure in French.
Correct.
Je te jure que...
Yeah.
Why does he say that? You should believe what he says.
That's right. But is that called swearing? Is that the yeshua that the Chofetz Chaim is talking about? When I say, I swear to you, I don't know what he said. Is that called just a sheker, or is that a shvua?
If
it's a sheker, I'm allowed to say it. If it's a shvua, then I'm not allowed to.
Start your day the Torah way north is London, Monday, Gimel Cheshvan, 4th November, Rabbi Benny Blau Schlitter, the original vegans, part 2. This week's Torah is sponsored by Chutz L'Shem Shalachinu Yeshve Eretz Yisroel B'Lizchus, Hashem V'Acholim V'Milchomo Shechsu L'Votzeim L'Sholim V'Mheiro.
Okay, good morning. Good to be back. As Dr. Harris just pointed out, the title of the show should probably be The Original Vegetarians. I haven't actually seen any Makoris yet, whether or that or the Mauritian wasn't allowed to eat eggs or milk or the like. But let's talk about vegetarianism. So last week we discussed the reason why Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat meat and why after the Mabul human beings were allowed to eat meat. 5 different reasons. Just briefly, the Ramban says because since animals were saved in the schus of human beings, that's why we're allowed to eat meat. We had the pshat of the siparina, that the nutrients of the ground disintegrated, and therefore humans needed to eat meat to maintain a balanced diet. We had 2 pshatim in our Barabanel, whether Adam HaRishon was allowed to eat meat because of his high level, and then when it dropped, since they weren't on a high level than animals, they weren't allowed to eat meat, or vice versa. And we have the Sefer Ikrim, we went through all those Rishonim. Now I'd like to discuss this week, nowadays vegetarianism the hashkafa of being a vegetarian nowadays, where the impact on halacha, and what attitude should be maybe to eating meat in general.
Are you allowed to be a vegetarian?
So that we're going to discuss that now, in hashkafa and halacha, exactly, being a vegetarian. I hope I don't offend any vegans or vegetarians. I don't think there's any vegans in the room nowadays, because you know how you can tell a vegan. I don't know how you can tell a vegan. They tell you about it. Okay. So generally there's three reasons that people give why they abstain from meat. So let's discuss these three reasons in hashkafa and in halacha. First reason people say is, it is morally wrong to kill animals. Who are we to kill animals? We aren't any better than animals. They equate themselves to animals. Right, that's the first reason. The second reason people say is that although we have a right to kill animals, but the way that animals are raised and perhaps the way animals are killed is abhorrent, it's not right, it causes pain, etc., and that's why they don't eat meat. And the third reason people say, and this is where Dr. Harris is going to give a share, is that it is unhealthy to eat meat. So let's discuss all these three things, hashkafa, halacha, and see whether any of these tainas hold up. So regarding the overall question to killing animals to eat them, although, as we just said, some Rishonim say that the world was created, that human beings should not eat animals, perhaps didn't even have the right to eat animals, as we said in the Ramban, it's very clear that, at least nowadays, we definitely have the right to eat animals. There's many Mekoros in Chazal, there's Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, I think it's Abshim ben Elazar said, that how could it be that animals don't have to work for their food, even though they were all created to serve me, and I have to work for my food. There's also Gemara in Sanhedrin that said that the reason why Hashem killed all the animals in the Mabul is since there were no human beings, or almost no human beings left, therefore there was no need for the animals, because animals were only created to serve human beings. There's also a famous Medrash, which the Mesilas Yesharim brings in Pirik Aleph, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam Rishon and he said, Kol Masha Barasi Bishvil Chabarasi, everything that I created for you, Tein Daitcha Shloi Teskalkel V'sach V'Salam, make sure not to destroy my world. So various Mekoros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Adam, he created the world for human beings, and that includes animals. So to say that we inherently aren't qualitatively better than animals and we don't have the right to be animals, or to eat animals, would seemingly be the wrong hashkafa. To take us a step further, there's a famous opinion of Rav Kook, which people often get wrong. People often say that Rav Kook was a vegetarian and he held that it's wrong to eat meat. That's not the case. Rav Kook writes a whole kuntrus called Chazoin Hatzimchenius V'Hashalom. A very, very interesting kuntrus, recommended reading. And he writes that he has a big chiddush. He says that in Yimayis HaMashiach, when Mashiach comes, we're all going to be vegetarians. That's what Rav Kook writes. Sorry? Who?
Sure, we're
going to have power of cholent. We're going to have to deal with it. So Rav Kook says, he brings from the Pasuk, V'arvol Hashem minchas Yehuda ki me'oilam uchshonim kadmoy niyos, that when the Mashiach comes, we're only going to give a mincha, we're not going to give a korban. Okay, it's a bit of a controversial opinion because the Rambam says there will be korbanis, but Rav Kook says, he brings from the pasuk of kimol ha'oretz deo es Hashem, that when Mashiach comes, the level of intelligence around the world, the level of das, is going to rise so much so that even animals, although nowadays the only way animals could, so to speak, connect to Hashem is by being a korban, is by using their guf, so to speak, to connect to Hashem. They haven't got any intelligence. When Mashiach comes, Rav Kook says, animals will have some form of intelligence, and therefore he says, we won't need animals, we're all going to be vegetarians. Again, very, very extensive kuntrus. He explains many, many isurim in the Torah, like shatnas and chelev, and maybe we'll be marich another time about that. Sorry?
What does he say about korbanos?
So he says there won't be korbanos when Mashiach comes. Again, there is a medrash that says, medrash Tanchuma says, that la'osid lavoi botlu korbanos, but the armor kores faket. So again, like I said, it's a controversial viewpoint, but his whole kuntrus is explaining that be'etzem, in the utopian world, we shouldn't be'etzem eat meat. However, if Kook says that it's very clear that nowadays it's wrong to hold that you're not allowed to eat meat. Now, he himself, interestingly, didn't eat meat during the weekday. He only ate meat on Shabbos. He had Talmidim that were vegetarian, total vegetarians. However, he brings three reasons why it's wrong to hold that you can't eat meat. Again, from the inherent viewpoint that we're not allowed to eat meat because of the shitta that we can't eat animals, he holds it's wrong for three reasons. First of all, he says, we're not yet living in Yimei HaMashiach. We're not yet at that, we're not living in this utopian world yet. Therefore, we're not noyug like we're going to be noyug in Yimei HaMashiach. Secondly, he says, as we started discussing last week, the famous, the Medrash, the Yalkut, which says, Kol Shur Rachmon Al Achzorim, L'Soif Nase Achzor Rachmonim. Now, if we misplace our mercy and use it on the wrong things, then we end up being Achzori to human beings. We brought examples of, you know, Hitler being a vegetarian. I actually saw that the president of PETA, I think it stands for the Protection of Ethical Treatment of Animals, the famous animal rights group, his name was Ingrid Newkirk. And in 2003, he sent a letter to Yasser Arafat complaining, Yimach Shomei, complaining that he sent a donkey, explosive-laden donkey, to blow up Jews. And he said it's not right to use animals for suicide bombings. No, that was his big issue, right? So Nebuch, you see people that when they focus too much on the plight of animals, they end up having skewed priorities and morals, and that he was worried about the donkey. There's another person called Peter Singer, who is was professor of bioethics at Princeton University, and he held that we should rather do experiments on comatose human beings rather than conscious animals. Right, this is the same person who said you're allowed to euthanize newborn babies if they're disabled. Again, totally skewed morals and perspectives, because when you end up not being on that level where we can have rachmonos on animals, let's first focus on having rachmonos on human beings. That's the second taina of Rev Cook. And his third taina is, which we see mamish nowadays, is that when we equate ourselves to animals, rather than becoming finer people, we end up debasing ourselves to the level of animals. You know, unfortunately, see very much with some of these liberal activist rights groups that, you know, they also support some of the biggest tavis in the world. This very same Peter Singer, who we just mentioned, believes that there's nothing wrong with humans and animals cohabitating. So, you know, you have people like that, they end up having very, very skewed morals. Now, having said that, we did, I think, quote last week that the Gemara in Pesachim says that Amar Oretz is not allowed to eat meat. Although we don't paskin that halacha lemaisa, the Kli Yakor, the Ein Yaakov, the Mefarshim explain the reason is that we see in the world that there's a food chain. Plants, all vegetation, are nourished from the earth. Animals eat vegetation. Human beings, who are on a higher level than animals, eat animals. He says if the human beings aren't on a higher level than animals, then who are you to eat an animal? So therefore we do see, not that we're on the same level as animals, but fakir, that we're supposed to act on a higher level than animals, and therefore we can eat animals. So that's the first taina that people say that we're not better than animals. That's definitely treif, it's a treif hashkafa. We definitely are better than animals, and therefore we can eat animals. Now the second reason is more interesting. People say tsar bali chayim, right? The way animals are raised, the way animals are killed is not ethical, it's not okay. Now I've been to a chicken abattoir, and it probably won't surprise you to say that the way the chickens are bought in, it doesn't look like the most, you know, humane way of treating the chickens. So let's discuss that. The question is, you know, obviously, as we know, to eat battery farm, you know, chickens, eggs, obviously makes, financially, is much, much cheaper than eating organic, free-range eggs and chickens. And the question is, how much do we need to worry about the comfort of animals vis-a-vis purpose to human beings? So, the Gemara, there's various Gemaras in Shabbos and Baba Metzia that say Tsar Bali Chaim is min ha-Torah, right? Tsar Bali Chaim, not causing pain to animals, is min ha-Torah. And we see from the mitzvah of Ozoiv Tazoiv, you're supposed to help to unload the donkey. The reason is, one of the reasons is to not to cause pain to animals. There's actually many mitzvahs in the Torah which are explained because of Tsar Bali Chaim. The Sefer Achinuch says that the reason why we shecht an animal from the tzavor, and also it has to be a very sharp knife, is in order to cause the least pain possible to the animal when you shecht the animal. And despite what various people and groups say, we know that shechita is the most humane way, the least, which causes the least pain two animals. There's an immediate severance of the carotid arteries. The blood from the brain empties through the jugular veins. It causes an immediate anemic shock. It causes an immediate lack of consciousness. And therefore, we know that that's the most humane way of killing animals. There's another issa of leisach roish b'shov v'chamo yachtov. Not to plow with an ox and a donkey at the same time. And there's an amazing medrash. And the medrash says, the reason is since an ox chews the cud, and a chamor doesn't. So the psychological pain for the chamor is with the ox, he sees the ox eating the whole, he thinks the ox is eating the whole time, he's chewing the cud. So not to cause that psychological pain, therefore you're not allowed to plow with these two animals together. And the chinuch takes it a step further, and the Sefer HaChinuch says that any animal, I mean, we find this, don't do well with other animals of other species. And he says you shouldn't really work with any sort of two different types of animals for any work, because naturally they don't work well together. You should use two animals from the same species. And interestingly, he says, all the more so by human beings. He says, you know, don't put two people who are extreme opposite to work together, right? Don't have somebody who's, you know, like that and somebody like that to do the same job. It won't work, right? So if you're worried about the animals, all the more so human beings. Another is the Eva Menachai, right? The issa obviously to eat a limb from a living animal. And the Mishnah Halacha says that the greatest achzorius that one can do is to eat in front of a living animal, to eat one of his limbs. That's the biggest achzorius that one can do. And that's the reason why it is. That's the reason why it is awesome.
Eating is the problem of taking the limb away.
No, Eiv Menachai is to eat Eiv Menachai.
I understand, but yeah. Eating is the problem.
No, but again, taking a limb, but to go and consume a limb in front of the animal, and seeing that you're eating part of him, that's an extreme level. That's an extreme level of achzoris. Now, the furthermore, the pasuk in Vayikra. The Pasuk Perek Yud Zion, Pasuk Gimel. So when it talks about eating meat, it says, So the Pasuk says, Ishish and Basis Shala, Shishchat, Shari, Oi Kesef, Oi Ezba Machne, Oi Ashishchat, Mechutzle Machne, Sorry, then the Pasuk says, "Vel Pesach oil moed lo hiviu lehakriv korban Hashem lifni mishkan Hashem dom yichoshev leishahu dom shofach v'nichras ha'ishahu mekarev amoy." It sounds like the Pasuk saying that when you shecht an animal not for the purpose of the korban, he calls it murder, right? He calls dom shofach v'nichras ha'ishahu mekarev amoy. So the Chinuch explains that, of course, you're allowed to kill an animal to eat as well, but the Pasuk is referring to stam, killing an animal for no purpose, not for a korban, and not for eating. He says that's achzoris, and the Pasuk even equates that to murder. So we see that Tsar Bali Chaim is something to be taken seriously. The Chasam Soif even has a chiddush, based on the Ramban, that says, Shluach HaKan, right, unless you need the eggs, you shouldn't do it. The whole point of Shluach HaKan is, right, although, as the Gemara says, right, kol oimer, you know, girach mecho al kan sipor. You're not supposed to say that we're not allowed to eat eggs. You are allowed to eat eggs, but the Ramban explains the way we do it is in a humane way, because it's a nice achzori to take the eggs in front of the mother bird. So we send the mother bird away, and then we take the eggs. But the Chasam Sofer says that stump to do it for the mitzvah, for the skula, then he says that's achzorius. If you want the eggs, then go send the mother. In other words, if you need eggs, that's the way to do the mitzvah. That's the way to do the action of taking eggs. But stam to do it without needing the eggs, the Chasam Sofer says you shouldn't do it. Rav Yehuda Asad, a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, says that one should refrain from shechting on Rosh Hashanah, because even though we're allowed to shecht animals for eating, still on Rosh Hashanah we should refrain from doing this Maisa Achzori. Again, many, many different sources that Tsar Bali Chaim is a Issa Min HaTorah. Now the Shaila is, what about in cases where it's beneficial for humans? How much of a benefit does there have to be versus, or vis-a-vis, how much pain it is causing the animal? So the Shvus Yaakov and the Sridi Eish both have tshuvas about killing or performing experiments on animals for medical purposes. And they both say that, of course, it's mutter. He says, even though it can cause pain to the animals, right? Doing experiments on animals can cause pain, right? But think about the poor ill person lying in bed waiting for a cure, right? So, of course, arachnim first has to go to human beings, and therefore, since it serves a purpose, one is allowed to experiment on animals for medical purposes. The Neid B'Yehuda goes a step further. The Neid B'Yehuda gets asked by somebody who's living on a large estate, and he asks the Neid B'Yehuda, am I allowed to go hunting? Am I allowed to go hunting? There's lots of animals in the forest. He's asking Sayalt Bal Tashris and Sayalt Tzar Bal Echaim. And the Neid B'Yehuda says that, strictly speaking, you should be allowed to. He says, there's no Bal Tashris because you're going to use the skins, you're going to use the hide of the animals. And he says, there's no Tzar Bal Echaim because ultimately it serves a purpose, which is a massive chiddush, even though the purpose really here is only sport, right? It's hunting, right? But he says, technically speaking, there's no Isser of Tzar Bal Echaim. But then he says that from a Hashkofa viewpoint, it's not something we do. The only hunter we find in the Torah was Nimrod and Esav. It's not a Yiddish Azach. We don't go hunting. Then he says it might be also because of an Ishmar to Moedis Nafshe Seichem. But strictly speaking, the Neid B'Yehuda says there is no Issa of Tzar Bal Echaim to go hunting. On the other hand, we find a tshuva in Ramesha Feinstein where Ramesha says that, I don't know if they still have, I don't know whether it's still common practice, where they to have fatted calves, right? Where they take calves, right, at a very young age, and they inject them, whatever, they feed them liquids, whatever it is, to fatten them up, and it's extremely painful for the calves, right?
Through their throat,
exactly. They can't walk properly, their legs can't support their bodies, they don't enjoy whatever liquids are being given. It's extremely painful. And Ramosha says that there's no justification. He says, besides the fact that he says a lot of these animals are treif, but he says that the pain that it causes the animals, just so that you should have fatter calves or it should look nicer, etc., he says it's not justified to do that to the calves for that reason. So again, in conclusion, you definitely can't, you know, say it's kfira or it's wrong for somebody to say that I don't eat meat or eggs, etc., because of the way that chickens, animals are raised nowadays. However, lemaisef, something like battery eggs or chickens, right? The fact that, you know, it does make it so much cheaper. Again, I'm not passing, but I would say there definitely is ground for being able to eat these things because it has a benefit to human beings, and ultimately, when there is a large benefit for humans, then we're allowed to do it. We're allowed to do it even if it causes a bit of pain to the animals. Now, regarding the third issue, which we said is people say we don't need meat because of health reasons. So again, it's beyond my pay grade already. But I think there are various studies that at least eating meat in moderation provides nutrients, amino acids, vitamin B, which other foods perhaps don't. On the other hand, people say, you know, definitely certain meats, you know, can create high cholesterol, and especially nowadays where they inject animals with all sorts of you know, hormones or steroids, etc., then perhaps it's unhealthy to eat meat. So therefore, you can ask the question both ways. You know, should he say you shouldn't eat meat because of health reasons? And maybe the other way around. Are you allowed to be a vegetarian? Or do you say no, v'nishmarta ma'oid, and therefore you shouldn't be a vegetarian because eating meat provides you with important nutrients? And by the way, there are various sources in Chazal which say that eating meat is good for you. There's a Gemara in Baba Kamma, I think Rava and Rav Nachman, or one asks, whatever the Gemara talks about there, I haven't got time to go into the Gemara, but Kapolim, Rav Nachman answers that the reason why I didn't have an answer for you yesterday or this morning is because I didn't eat meat of an ox, right? Meat of an ox helps you think. There's another Gemara in Ksubish which says that a pregnant woman should eat meat because it causes one to have healthy children. I would say the same Gemara says that a woman should drink wine to have healthy children, so I'm not sure how that works with prevalent. You don't advise women to drink wine. Okay. But at the point of it, there are definitely benefits, you know, Makoris and Chazal, which meat have for you. There's actually a story. The Taz was a son-in-law of the Bach. And when the Taz got married, when he got engaged, one of the Tanoim was that the Bach is going to give him meat every day. He's going to give him a meat meal every day. And one day the Bach fell on hard times, and he couldn't afford to give the Taz a proper meat meal every day. And he gave him lung meat, like cheap meat. He gave him lung meat, and the Taz took his father-in-law to a Din Torah. Din Torah, you promised me good meat. You're giving me lung meat. Wow. Okay, the Dayanim deliberated. Said no, Lemaisa, you know, Bosorea is called Bosor, and therefore you haven't got a taina, and therefore he's fulfilled his obligation. You know, afterwards, the Taz's Talmidim turned to him and he said, you know, Yilamdeina Rabbeinu, Vos Epos, you're taking the Bachta in Torah because he didn't give you the meat. Like, seriously? And the Taz said, no, you have to understand. He said, I noticed that when I stopped eating the old meat and I started eating lung meat, to some degree, again, to the degree of the Taz, my learning suffered. To some degree. And therefore, I didn't chas v'shalom want my father-in-law, the Bach, there should be any kitrug on him, min ha-shamayim, that my learning has suffered. And therefore, I knew that the Dayanim are going to pass in that this is called meat. And therefore, I took them to Din Torah so that, you know, Bezen Shalmah is agree with Bezen Shalmato, that it's called meat, and that's why I took them. So you see that eating meat definitely is good for you. Tachlis, halacha l'maisa. Reb Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo says that although one should not lechatchila be a vegetarian, he says if one is, then we say Shoyme Pesoyim Hashem. Shoyme Pesoyim Hashem, Hashem literally looks after fools. And the question is, when do we say Shoyme Pesoyim Hashem? When do we not say Shoyme Pesoyim Hashem? So again, haven't got time to go into it, but there's a Gemara in Shabbos which says that whatever the son of which is Doshu Boy Rabbin. Something which is very, very common. Something which people do which is unhealthy, but it's extremely common. Then perhaps you can say, Shoyme Pesoyim Hashem, that although one shouldn't act like that, at least one can rely that Hashem hopefully will look after you. Right? Shoyme Pesoyim Hashem. And L'chayra, you can use this svara both ways, right? There's enough people, I would say, that eat meat, even, you know, with the steroids or with the hormones, you know, to say that, you know, one can rely at least on the Shoyme Pesoyim Hashem, and so to being a vegetarian, as Shlomo Zalman says, that you could say Shoyme Pesoyim Hashem. Now, Lagaba Halacha Lemaisa, so that's regarding Hashkof for the three reasons why people don't eat meat. So just to sum up, the first reason we said is definitely treif. He said, of course, we're qualitatively better than animals. It's wrong to say that we can't eat animals because we're not on a higher darga than them. But regarding the other two reasons of Tsar Bali Chayim, or for health reasons, there is at least some sort of basis to say that one can say, I am a vegetarian for that purpose, but one definitely can't frown on people that eat meat for those two purposes. Okay, halacha lemaisa regarding eating meat nowadays. The Rambam says that eating meat on Shabbos is a form of oinik Shabbos. There are even Rishonim that say on the Pasuk in Bamidbar of Uvyoim Simchaschem Uvamaya Deichem, they say Uvyoim Simchaschem, and Ben Ezra says Uvyoim Simchaschem is referring to Shabbos, which would seem to denote that there is some sort of Chi of Simcha on Shabbos as well, and therefore if Simcha requires meat, then perhaps one should have to eat meat on Shabbos as well. Lemaisa, Lahalacha, we paskin that eating meat, that oinek is subjective. In halacha, it says that even somebody who wants to fast, because his oinek is fasting, he is allowed to fast on Shabbos. And therefore, there is no chiyuv specifically to eat meat if that doesn't provide you with oinek. If it doesn't, of course, you should eat meat. But if it doesn't, if one wants to be a vegetarian, and he says that for me, meat doesn't provide me any oinek, then one doesn't have to eat meat. Now, Yom Tov is a bit more complicated. The Gemara in Psachim, in Kuf Tes, says that nowadays, Bizman HaMikdash, Simcha was with Basar Shlomim, but nowadays, the Gemara says, Simcha is with wine, and for women it's to buy them nice clothes, for children it's to give them, you know, klois ve'egoizim, etc. So it would seem that the Gemara says that nowadays, there is no chiyuv Simcha, specifically to eat meat. The problem is that the Rambam, right, that's where the issue starts. The Rambam paskins that ein simcha ele bebosor even nowadays, and the Rambam says that on Yom Tov one has to eat bosor and to drink yain. Beis Yosef asks on the Rambam, was epis is the first Gemara. The Gemara says there is no chiyuv nowadays with bosor, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch taka paskins that he doesn't say anything about eating meat. He says, of course, there's a mitzvah l'smoyach beregel, and you should drink wine, but he doesn't say that one should specifically eat meat on Yom Tov. Lemaisa, there are poiskim, most poiskim, the Mogen Avraham, the Shari Tshuva, the Yad Ephraim, all say that it is a mitzvah based on the Rambam to eat meat on Yom Tov. You have what to rely on the other way around. The Shagas Ari has got a whole long simon way, speaks about how, no, it's only Bizman HaMikdosh. Nowadays, there is no Chiyuv Simcha specifically with meat. And the Mishnah Brura, Halacha L'maisa Paskins, that although there is no Chiyuv to eat meat, there is a mitzvah to eat meat, and therefore one should definitely try and eat meat. Again, Yesh al ma lismoich if one wants to be a vegetarian in Yom Tov, but lechatchila one should try and eat meat on Yom Tov. What about things like a bris milah, a chasna, a bar mitzvah? So again, running out of time, but there's many poskim who say that a sudas mitzvah should have meat, right? A chasna, a bar mitzvah, even a bris milah. However,
meat or chicken?
Sorry? Oh, very good. So most poskim say chicken also works as meat. Again, I know Dirusha has a whole long thing about brings various poskim about whether chicken is considered meat. I think most poskim say chicken is considered meat, even for Yom Tov. Lemaisa, Ramosha Sternbuch has an interesting tshuva where he says that the din that a Suda's mitzvah has to have meat is a din in the Suda. You have to be mishtatef in a Suda where there is meat. A chasana, a bar mitzvah, a bris milah. It doesn't mean there's no, you know, it's not a chiv, which is like a kaf to the gavri. There's no chiv on each specific person to eat meat at that suda. And therefore, if one wants to be a vegetarian and go to a suda's bris or a chasana, he hasn't got an individual chiv to eat meat. So that's regarding halacha lemaisa. I'd just like to finish off, perhaps, general, what our attitude should be to eating meat in general. So, although we have Rishonim, the Ruma Gash says he's got an interesting tshuva where somebody made a neder who's not going to eat meat until he moves to Eretz Yisrael. He made a neder on himself, not eating meat until he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And the Ruma Gash was very against it. He said you should be shol your neder. He says, you know, dai lemasha osa Torah, you're not allowed to be mitzai yourself. Tzar Bali Chaim's osa kolshki, you're not allowed to be mitzai yourself. And he doesn't like, he's very against it. Lemaisa, there's various makoros. I'm sorry if I offend anyone now, that meat eating should be done at least in moderation. The pasuk in Devarim where it talks about eating meat, Devarim Perek Yud Beis pasuk Chof, it says Ki yarchiv Hashem elikecho es kevulcho kash dibulach when moved out to Israel the amarto oichlo bosor ki se'ave nafshecho lechel bosor. When the pasuk talks about eating meat, it says that if your heart desires meat, it calls it a taiva. Right, and many mefarshim say that like dibra Torah ela keneged yitzahara. In other words, one should have derech eretz when eating meat. It's Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says oichla basar kisav nafshecha, and the Gemara says limda Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz. A person should only eat basar chulin if he has a taiva for it. He should only the pasuk carries on. He shouldn't eat from his own cattle. He shouldn't, you know, go around looking to buy other meat. Okay, obviously nowadays we don't raise cattle, so you know how much halacha lemaisa has is unclear, right? And he says that a person has to have derech eretz. The Gemara says a person has to have derech eretz when eating meat. The Rambam in Deus says that a Talmud Chochum should only eat meat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's brought down in the Be'er Heitiv. So again, an attitude to eating meat should be, you know, like dibur Torah ela keneged yitzhara. One shouldn't overdo eating the meat. From a financial perspective as well, the Gemara in Pesachim says, running out of time, I'll just say it outside. The Gemara says, I think the Lashon of the Gemara is, Ochal botzeil v'yoshev betzeil. In other words, if a person eats onion, he'll sit in the shade. And the Rashbam explains that a person has to be careful on his finances as well, right? The person eats vegetables, he'll sit in the shade of his house. If a person spends too much on meat, then he'll end up having to sell his house and not have where to live. The Gemara carries on and says that those who eat the tail of an animal, which is fatty meat, hide in the attic. They hide from their creditors. Right? Those who eat vegetables can walk in the town without having any fear. So, aside from a taiva perspective and aside from a financial perspective, one has to be wary about how much meat he is consuming. So, again, bottom line, I don't think I'm being mechadish anything by saying that Baruch Hashem, you know, people are well off, and Baruch Shemai Kodesh Baruch Hu has provided panasa, but it seems like the meat industry has gone quiet out of hand, and therefore there is quite a few makoros to tone it down. Have a great day.
Yeah. Again, there is a debate about, I think, the Lilo, maybe you've got more to rely on. Especially second night Lilo. No, definitely. No, second night Yom Tov, definitely. Second night of Yom Tov, definitely what to rely on. Nice, second night Yom Tov.
Sausages.
Yeah.